was loud in here, isn't it? That was my fault. I turned it on because it was a little hot in here. But all right. In all seriousness, before I start the show, I'd like to dedicate this show to a good friend of mine and co-star from the movie DJ Stan the Man, Joe Jaffa, who passed away on the 22nd of last month. And like I said, I haven't been here in 2 weeks to express my condolences to the family and his friends. Joe was a fantastic man. He was a superb actor and just an all-around lovable guy. And he's going to be well missed by all of us and, on the movie, of course. But I'm definitely going to miss him because he was a good friend and he helped me along in my early acting career to make this movie the best we could. But this show's dedicated to Joe Jaffa. Rest in peace, my friend.
Feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and
gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this.
Yeah.
Man.
It's time. We're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
Let
it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school. And dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
This old world ain't easy, and it took some time for me to be someone that I'm pleased with. Take a piece of me.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
You make me feel so good.
Take a piece of me.
just enough.
With the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
And it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Get down on it.
by standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it.
Come on and
get down on it.
If you really want it. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the
wall. Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it.
When you're dancing,
get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-doo. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on
then. Get down on
it. If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Listen, baby, you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. Oh, when you move, 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 you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. As you move across the floor,
get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on
if
it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get
it.
Get down on it.
WMF for the time tunnel with Chase Carson Friday night at 10:14. How you done? I tell you, it feels great to be back from that two-week hiatus. As you know, I was recuperating from my tummy tuck, breast reduction, and those collagen ass shots. So I feel great. I feel absolutely great. Humphrey Port's coming up at the top of the hour. I'm going to fill you in on how he is doing. He's doing very well. Thanks for the calls and all that stuff. We're going to get into that a little bit later. I'm going to throw my hat into the race stuff that's going on. A lot of race stuff talking, Boston. We're going to get into that. Also, the Ambassador of the Week Awards. It's going to be coming up, too. So stay tuned for that. You listen to the Time Channel with Chase Carson at 91.5 WMFO Medford. Boston!
We'll be right back.
WMFO with Brass Construction and Get Up, Get Down. You're on Tune to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, where we bring you the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it old folk music and old school music, and you can only get it right here between hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. Folks here email me and say, oh, when did you start coming up? You know, I've been at this for 5 years. I know it's a new radio station in town, and I guess they're blowing it up and doing their thing, which is, you know, God bless them, good for you. But between hours of 10 p.m. every Friday night, there's nobody's listening to that station. They listen to us right here at 91.5, giving you the best of old school R&B jams from back in the day.
Search to find someone. Search.
91.5 WMFO with Unlimited Touch and searching to find the one, a monster dance floor classic from back in the day. All right, before I get to my shout-outs, just again, I want to remind you, tonight's show is dedicated to a good friend of mine and co-star from the movie DJ Stan the Man, Joe Jaffa. For those of you remember who saw the movie in the preview and all that, Joe was the, Joe was the Terrence, the chef. He played the chef that was in the ballroom that I had a couple confrontations with. It was fun working with him. Consummate professional. He helped me with some things when I was in my early stages working on my acting, and he was just a great all-around guy and a true gentleman. So this show is dedicated to Joe Jaffa. Rest in peace, my man. All right, let me get to the shout-outs. And for shout-outs, shout-out to my girl, Rainey. What's up? She had a rough three the last couple of days. Oh, man, she got beat. As you know, those you don't know, I'm just going to just to fill it in. Humphrey got hit by a car on Nantucket. He's fine. I'll give you that right now. But she had a rough day up with him, taking care of him and stuff. So shout-outs. Good job, babe. All right, shout out to Hump, of course. My man. Shout out to Lil Roscoe at home chilling. Shout out to my man Old School Steve. Shout out to my man John Pierce. Shout out to the unregistered unofficial mayor of Medford, my man Frankie Amagamo. Thanks a lot, Frank, for that thing today. I appreciate that. Shout out to The Hill, all this crazy bats guys up there. Glenn, Steve, Pat, and Lucas getting up there ready to throw down and do their thing. And absolutely not. I told you guys I got kids. No. Shout out to my peeps at the ACK. That was a great time last week. I'll see you guys next week. Humphrey's all set. Like I said, we'll be back next week. But shout out to my peeps on the ACK. Shout out to my man Rogers down at Cuts, who always has the time channel pumping and thumping up until midnight. So if you need your skull hooked up or quick touch up, whatever you need down there, go see Raj and tell him Chase sent you. All right? Shout out to the girls down at Suds doing their thing. Wrapping up. A couple more weeks left of school, and then they'll be shutting that down for the season. Shout out to them. You guys, that was a good call. Thank you. And thanks for the stuff with Humphrey. I appreciate that. Let's see. What else we got? Shout out to my man Mike down at Mystic Mobile. Mike, thanks very much. Appreciate that. Shout out for this week and also checking in on me. I definitely appreciate that. And of course, shout out to Sylvia's. I didn't get down there this week, but I got your call too. Thank you very much. Best food, Barry. Best food. But thank you for that. Once again, you're going to tune to this Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, where we bring you the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it old folk music, grown folk music, and you can only get it right here. So thanks for hanging out with me on your Friday night.
We hope you're enjoying the music. Your freeform station, WMFO.org.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Say boosty again. Everybody, come on, say boosty. because I lost my sheep, and I does not know where to find it.
I said, Pootsie, you're a superstar, right?
Oh, twinkle, twinkle, bell.
Yeah, I told you, man.
Now, can I play? Can I play for you today? I'd sure like to play. If you think that it's okay.
WMFO Medford.
say hi, baby, just a little bit, just a little bit.
Just one time.
91.5 WMFO and another monster classic from back in the day, Slave and Just a Touch of Love. Hey, I'm going to check in with my Facebook friends here on Facebook Live. My man, I give a shout out to my man Al. Al's celebrating, actually he's not celebrating anything, but he's recovering from his hip replacement. I hope you're doing well, man. Get well as soon as possible. Thanks for hanging out with me in the time. So, CD in the house, Chip the Boys, what's up, man? My man, be safe out there in Wayhead, my man. Let's see who else we got here. My cousin Dorothy checking in. Hi, honey. Jacqueline Surrey checking in. Of course, my man Dave Levy down in Florida checking in. And we have a lot of fun here on Facebook. You can get your Facebook requests in. Come on, just join the party. Whatever you want to hear, you can do it live and we'll get it on for you, right? You're on Tune to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson Medford. I have your Marvin Gaye coming up on the other side of this.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Words. If you can do that, adopt a pet, man, it's a great thing. Owning an animal, if you don't have one already, is a remarkable experience. All right, listen, I don't usually get into political stuff. I usually don't talk about things that that happen in the times, you know, times this time. I usually don't say that. I play my music. I talk to my folks. I have a good time on Facebooks, and that's what I do. But the last couple of weeks, the subject of this racism stuff going on in Boston, thing with Andrew Jones, who claims that someone yelled the N-word to him at a game on Monday, I believe. And now the whole country's looking at Boston, calling us racist, people checking in all over the place. And Boston's always had a history of being racism. I grew up here on the outskirts of Boston, about 30 miles south in a small town. And I never really experienced it when I was a child. Until I was about in my mid-teens. My father used to take us down to Carson Beach. We used to fish all the time, every Friday, Friday afternoon. He'd get out of work and he'd take us, me and my brother, and we'd go fishing. And we did it for five years or so until we get ready to go into high school. And that's when they started having the busing in South Boston. All of a sudden we stopped going. And my brother and I, you know, we knew things were going on, you know, in Boston, with, you know, with the race and all that stuff going on back then at the time. But we couldn't understand why we couldn't go back there and fishing. And my father said, because he doesn't think it's safe for us to go down there because of what's happening with the busing and the black and white thing. Anyway, so that was my first real exposure to world racism. Like I said, when I was growing up, I never did. But anyway, with that being said, the reason I want to mention this Adam Jones thing, I've been to a Red Sox game and I've sat out in the bleachers with those miscreants. I know what goes on out there. People get drunk, they have a good time, and sometimes things do get out of hand. I've heard things over the years there, racial remarks and things like that. But usually somebody says something. Somebody speaks up, somebody says, hey, knock it off, or you know, the people around them. Somebody usually hears. Now, the thing I have a problem with is he said that the guy was sitting about 22 rows up from him on the field, and he's standing maybe 20, 25 feet from the wall, and these guys like 22 rows back. And he said that he could hear a voice, he couldn't specifically hear who it was, to yell out the N-word. Now, my problem with this whole thing is, he says that the person was 22 rows up. Now, if the person's 22 rows up from the field, he's 25 feet away from, you know, the wall where those people are, I got to estimate there's about maybe 100, 200, 300 people in those 22 rows in that in that maybe 30, 35 foot, you know, that vast, that area that he's talking about, somebody would hear it. Not one person came, you know, two idiots, but they both were proved, both their stories were unfounded. One was a hoax, and the other guy, I'm still, jury's out on him. But I can't believe that nobody in Fenway Park would say something, especially in 2017. I could see if it was back in the days, back in the 70s and all that stuff was going on, but I can't believe nobody heard this guy say this to the player on the field. And that's my problem with it. With all those people around, I cannot believe that one person would say it. Boston has a history for racism. There's racism everywhere. We've been labeled as a racist city, which I think is not totally unfounded, like I said, with the history of Boston. But I don't think everybody in the city of Boston is racist. Racism is going to exist anywhere, but it's too bad that we've been labeled across the country as racism because there's two incidents that happened. That's all I'm going to say about that. Put my two cents in. That's it. Done. All right, let's get back to the music with the time title. One thing I had to say. Oh, anyway, my name's Chase Cosmo.
I don't like your jerk-off name.
What?
I don't like your jerk-off face.
What?
I don't like your jerk-off behavior, and I don't like you. Jerk-off.
Who let him in here? What an idiot. All right, Medford, here you go. Marvin Gaye, Inner City Blues, 91.5. Time's up.
Thank you. Everybody thinks we're wrong. But a mother, who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us we wear our hair long. Mother, mother.
You are listening to The Time Tunnel. I am Chase Carson. We are 91.5 WMFO Medford in Boston.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up. Get on up,
get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
like a sex machine,
get on up,
wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm, stay on the scene, like a sex machine, you got to have the feeling, sure your bone, get it together, right on, right on, get up,
get on up.
Get on up, you got to have the feeling.
Get on up,
sure as your bones.